Yo. This your boy Young Mills checking in on Keep It 100 Radio. I ain't gonna waste no more time. I'm gonna jump right into it. The topic today, I'm gonna talk about the finals. It's over. Do you guys hear me? It's over. Shut up and move on. Football season is coming up. I can't wait. I'm really getting sick of people keep talking about LeBron. I'm really getting sick of people comparing LeBron to Jordan. Jordan and LeBron is not the same people. They are two different people. Y'all need to find something that's better to do. All these little memes, they ain't funny. They stupid. Stupid as hell. Just like you guys. Stupid. I can't stand when somebody just keep talking about somebody just constantly. But at the same time, they hate them too. You know what I mean? Like, but don't know why. They just don't like them. Hate them. Whatever you prefer to use, they just don't like them. But don't have a reason why. I guarantee if you ask them why, they can't tell you. Or if they do tell you, I guarantee you the reason that they give, you're gonna take a step back and say, wow, you don't like LeBron because of that? You stupid as hell. You know, you stupid than I thought. But whatever. I think it's ridiculous. Somebody need this goddamn gonna say something about it. Cause right now I don't like it. I think it's stupid. I think it's petty. All these little memes, they're not funny. Okay? People, get a life. Let this man play basketball. If this man decided to go to another team, let it go to another. Here's what's so funny to me. People talk so much about LeBron, but they don't take time to do history and look back and notice that the legends have got swept too. There are some legends that got swept, but also got rings too. LeBron got swept for the first time. He got three rings. So don't make it seem like, oh, well, shoot, LeBron got swept. Okay. If you guys got the internet, go on the internet and look up and see. Let's go back in the day when legends got swept. You think because they're legends, it was perfect? Wow. You think Jordan never made no mistakes? You think Larry Bird never made no mistakes? Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe? The list goes on. They ain't always been perfect back then. Yeah, they got rings, but they also made mistakes. They also effed up. So that's why I feel that you guys are idiots. It's you guys are really idiots. Yeah, we don't like LeBron. I can't stand him. Why he doesn't? He got swept in the finals. All right. They're talking about now, but them you dummies don't never want to go back in the past. Go back. Do your research before you start talking about this man. I'm a fan of LeBron. I'm a real big fan of LeBron. Jordan too. I like the legends. But see, like I said, unlike y'all, I actually know. These legends ain't always been perfect. Yeah, like I said, they got rings. But they also effed up, too. They've been playing for a long time. You mean tell me you think they've really been perfect the whole time they've been playing in the NBA? You must be stupid. No. LeBron James been in the game for a minute. So, don't get it twisted. So, like I said, before you guys talk about anybody, shut up, do your research before you stop talking. Because you sound ignorant. These little memes, the funky little memes, are stupid as hell. Yeah, LeBron got swept. All right, whatever. Move on. You know, since I keep reminiscing about it, move on. Move on. You already focused on another team. It's like you idiot should be focused on another sport. Basketball season is over. I'm just saying. Don't nobody care if you like LeBron or not. LeBron don't even care if you like LeBron or not. So all this sitting around complaining and drawing up memes, you look stupid. Go find something that's better to do. You think I'm gonna waste my time creating a meme to talk about this man, not knowing that those other guys back then ain't go through the same thing this man did? Yeah. You guys are idiots. But anyway, just move on. Just move on. Football season is eventually going to come up, okay? It's going to come up. It's coming up. And then football season come, oh yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I got some words in the chamber for football season. So I just can't wait. Can't wait. But that's all I got to say about the finals, man. Congrats to Durant and Curry and the whole Warriors organization, man. Shout out to all of them, man. Congrats to all of them. So, you know, I hope they get plenty more. I hope LeBron get plenty more, you know. I hope all the teams get rings. Everybody get championships. Ain't no hate over here. Everybody deserve a championship. But like I said, it is what it is, man. LeBron, he moving on. I think from what I'm hearing, the Celtics is one, Rockets is one, Lakers is one, Philly is one. Me personally, if you ask me personally, I would get rid of the Philly and I'd get rid of Lakers. I'm not quite sure about Boston because that's Kyrie's team now. To be honest, I'd rather for him to stay in Cleveland, but I don't want to stay in Cleveland because the crap that he went through. But if those are the choices, I pick Houston. Since Houston misses the playoffs, I pick Houston. I think he get on Houston, they'll make it back. And be honest, I think they'll win. So they're gonna be LeBron. If LeBron pick Houston, they're gonna be tough. So I don't know who LeBron gonna pick. I'm just saying, a lot of people probably want to go to Houston. Some people probably want to Philly. Some people probably want to go to Lakers. Some people probably want to go to Boston. I don't know what that man going to pick. But whoever he pick, I just hope and pray they got shooters. They're not lazy. They're not depending on this man to do everything. And they can, everything be fine. If he pick a team, it ain't none of them like that. Oh yeah, they good. If he go to Houston, he fine. He ain't gonna worry about depending on LeBron doing anything, cause you got Harden and you got CP3, you know. So now that's gonna be their big three. You know what I mean? In my opinion, but whatever. But anyway, that's all I had to say about that, man. But happy Monday. But this is your boy Young Mills, man. I'm signing off. Keep it 100 radio. Yo, 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 what's good? This is your boy Young Mills. It's been a minute since I've been up here. But I'm good. I hope everybody else is doing good. Got a whole lot to talk about. But I'm going to start off by saying, rest in peace to Aretha and Matt Miller. Rest in peace to both of them. It's a whole lot of BS going on in the rap industry. It's a whole lot of. We're going to start off with this Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Now, between them two, we're going to start with Nicki first. Nicki be on some BS lately, ever since Travis Scott and her album dropped. Now, I don't care what nobody says. All this stuff that Nicki's doing right now would have never popped off if it wasn't for her being number two. Having the number two album in the country. She's complaining and BSing and going flipping off the handle for being number two. Travis Scott was number one. And she throwing shots at Travis. She handing out awards. Cocksucker Award and all this stuff. On Queen Radio. Talking about pulling up on Baby Stormy. Kylie. It's crazy. She has lost her mind. But, now, the fast forward. Now she's talking crazy about Cardi. And Cardi's baby culture. And shout out to Cardi, too, for her newborn. Cardi and Offset. Welcome to baby culture. Yeah, they finally was in the same building at a fashion show in New York. Neither one of them got a chance to throw any punches at each other, but she walked out with a knot on her eye, well, on top of her eye. So it was a mistake by the security guard, by one of her guards, elbowed her. Nikki didn't hit her. It was a mistake. A security guard. A bodyguard. I keep saying security guard. Her bodyguard. I keep saying security guard. A bodyguard. But, yeah. I think it was all over. Also, when it got to that point, Nikki was liking some comments that somebody was saying about Cardi's baby. Cardi wasn't feeling that. So that's when she took her shoe off, took her high heel off, and she threw it. So I guess at that point right there, it was the last straw. The last straw. But you know, it's the rap game. People always want to get in their feelings about a lot of stuff. I'm not saying Cardi's getting her feelings. I'm saying Nicki's getting her feelings. They bring me back to the Travis Scott situation. You being number two and he being number one. You're number two, and he's number one. I'll be glad to take the number two spot. I can't believe she flipping off the handle for a number two spot. That's a blessing to be number two. Shoot, you got people that's 10. You know what I mean? She be happy to be number two. But it is what it is. Nikki, just dust that off. Just dust that off. We know you're a big artist. Real, real, real big artist. Calm down. You can't be number one all the time. You can't be number one all the time. So relax. Just let me say this. You and Cardi B should just chill, okay? Nikki, if you think that you was going to be the only female in a rap game, you crazy. Because when Remy was locked up, you had Young M.A. Cardi B came out. You know what I mean? So females was popping up. Females was popping up. You're not the only rap female in the game. You was never going to stay the only rap female in the game. Never. So, matter of fact, shout out to Young M.A. too. When Young M.A. dropped her album, I can't wait. I already know it's going to be flames. I'm a real big fan of Young M.A. But I'm going to come back to that. So now we about to get real serious now. I know it's been a minute since I've been up here. Been working on some music. Oh, I got more music. New, fresh music coming. And I hope everybody, let me take a little sidebar. Everybody be safe. around this hurricane, because it's coming. No matter where you at, I don't care if you're in Virginia, Carolina, whatever, Florida, whatever, whatever. Just be safe. Just be safe. Rack up on some food, water, whatever, whatever. Just be straight. But this music thing, let me tell y'all about the people in my area. This ain't even got beef for them. This can be for anybody. I hope a lot of people can relate. I don't care how many people make music. If you own a come up, but then you got three or four people that already got a buzz that's way bigger than yours. They drop one song or get 500,000 views. So now they got that little buzz. So now they well known now for that song. And now they got all these views. But you niggas ain't really doing nothing after that. So I just want to make this clear. You niggas get a buzz. Calm the hell down. So apparently you really don't know the rules. Or whatever you prefer to call it. When you get a buzz like that, even if it's just a little spark, capitalize off of that. Capitalize off of that. Are you serious? And stop acting all bougie. Y'all some grown ass man. Y'all acting all bougie. Because y'all got a funky little couple thousand views. You know. And you perform at that one spot. And your song is. You got one song. And now you're known. But you're only known here. When you get that buzz, capitalize off of that. Keep it moving. And stop charging people these dumbass prices for these features. Y'all ain't made it yet to be talking about grands after grands after grands after grands for features. Y'all tripping. It shouldn't go down like that. Are you serious though? Are you really serious though? But yeah, I've been working hard on my mixtape. I got, like I said, I got new music coming. And I'm not playing. Oh yeah, and I'm very disrespectful. You know what I mean? It's very disrespectful. But like I said, we ain't got time for no games. You gotta do, like my homeboy said, he's another artist too. Shout out to him, man. Legend. Young King Chasing Paper. YKCP. Oh yeah, look out for that dude too, man. Legend. Go check him out, man. He on YouTube. He just dropped a mixtape. Just dropped a mixtape on Spinnerilla. Go check him out, man. Go support my mans. The grind never stops. You keep flooding him with music. But yeah, all y'all dudes out here that's making all this music, that's fine. But when you get a buzz, you better capitalize off of that. What's wrong with y'all? Oh yeah. And let's talk about this, because I'm about to be all over the place at this point. I don't care. I've been gone for a minute. Like I said, I've been working. Got music coming. But I'm about to be all over this place. So let's talk about this Russ and this Smoke Perp dude. Smoke Perp got beat up. About 6-7 dudes. Say he was in the bathroom, come out the bathroom, then you see 6-7 dudes, and they just beat him up. All because of what? Because you posted a picture of Russ's, I think they said it was his sister. I think I heard sister. Really? First of all, why you even got his sister on your page, which is on your Instagram page, in the first place. Y'all ain't together. Seriously? On your biopic. Idiot. You idiot. But anyway, I saw the little funky little explanation. My dude, you done effed up. So that's all I got on net right now. We gonna see how far this go. Oh yeah, and shout out to Eminem too for dropping Kamikaze. Eminem snap. And out of everybody that he threw shots at, MGK was the only one to respond. It's okay, this. But Eminem, I don't think Eminem should respond. I think he should, but I think he shouldn't. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? It's Eminem, but, you know, you talk about the man, daughter, whatever. So you deserve that heat. So it's been a few days now, so I don't know. Eminem might just dust it off. It is what it is. You know, you ain't got no bars. You're not messing with Eminem. It's Eminem. But anyway, enough about that too. Ain't too much to talk about that. Eminem is a legend. He's the GOAT. You're not seeing Eminem, okay? So Eminem did right. Don't say nothing at all, bro. You already know what you're capable of doing. We already know that. He even know that. Anyway, let's get back to this. These people with these buzz. How can y'all have a buzz and act so bougie about it? And they had nerve to go up charging all this money for features. See, it's just so much to talk about. Matter of fact, let me put this to the side. I'm sorry, y'all, but let me put this to the side. Let me talk about these producers, engineers, or whatever. Let me talk about these people. When you come in there and record a song, the engineers, why do y'all charge money to master it? In my opinion, I think y'all should just automatically just do it. Because I would not want to go to a studio and record it if you're not going to already just do the mastering right then and there. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like it takes a week to do one song. Like, because maybe that one song can be your first single. So go ahead and master that real quick. Because I'm going to release it in a couple of days. You know what I mean? So that's just something to think about. I never understood that, but I hope everybody out there that's listening understand where I'm coming from. You don't take a whole year to master the tracks. So why not just do all that right then and there? You know what I mean? Anyway, let's get back to the buzz thing. I think everybody that make music, if you got a buzz, calm the hell down. Don't be going around having that F you attitude. You got a little buzz. You ain't on Jay-Z's level. You ain't even on that level to be coming at nobody like that. You don't. So calm the hell down. Relax. Y'all made me sick with that bull. Get a little buzz and y'all think y'all on Jay-Z level. Or Wayne's level. Forget all that, man. Y'all wilding out. Calm down. And you know, I'm gonna put this back to the side again. I was scrolling through my Facebook and I saw on the timeline that somebody had, I just seen a post. And it was about females having thick asses, you know, just getting work done and whatever. So I ran across the video also. So I seen a post and you seen the video. The video was about a girl, she was at a pool. This dude happened to record her. She was at a pool. She got her butt done. It didn't look right. So, I seen the picture. This girl had her big chunks of her butt was falling off. Or, matter of fact, already came off. So, y'all can just imagine. The whole ass changed colors. You can just imagine. So, for you females out there listening, stop with all that work done. Chill with all that being thick. You females want to be thick so damn bad. But you not know it's causing damage to your body. If all y'all, you being thick just to get attention, it ain't worth it. If you doing all this just to get a man's attention, if he don't like you as being slim or skinny or whatever you prefer, what word you prefer, then you don't need him. You don't need him. If he already having his mind, oh, I like thick women. And your mind is thinking that, well, let me go ahead and get thick real quick. Let me go ahead and get this work done. Oh, I like being thick. Thick, 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 thick. That's all I hear. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing the word thick, period. It's annoying. Do y'all research. Go online. Look at these images. This stuff is real. But if the man don't like you as being slim, then you don't need him. Move on. Or just be by yourself. I just had to throw that out there. Told you I got a lot to say. I just had to throw that out there. I ain't gonna spend forever talking about it. I just had to throw that out there real quick. Just in case some females are listening. Ain't nothing wrong with being slim. You females need to stop trying to be one to be thick so bad. Cause these dudes out here using y'all. They only care, they really want you for your thickness. Think about it. I don't know the percentage. Out of 100%, I'm going to take a wild guess, about 65, 70% of the dudes like thick females. That's majority of them. So once they have sex with you, that's it. They move on to the next one. So thickness is all they care about. They don't care about you as a person, as in you. You know, they just want the sex. They want to use. They want to get it and leave. But like I said, think about it. Think about it. It's not worth it. Spending all this money to get it done for attention, and now you gotta go to the hospital to get some work done again, just to fix yourself. If it can be fixed, who knows? I don't know. But if you females are listening, don't get no work done. Please don't. It's not worth it. Well, let me go back to the... I told y'all, I'm all over the place. But let's go back to the buzz. I love music, man. But you dudes done pissed me off. You done took it to a whole nother level with all this buzz. You get a little buzz. Capitalize off it. And it's sad that your own state won't even support you like you thought they should. That's another thing, too. They should be supporting y'all. You got to leave out the state to go blow up another state. It ain't even your state. If that's what you got to do, that's what you do. If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Sad, but it's true. And it's so facts. So sad, man. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But you know, I get this. I got people listening to my music, and I'm blessed for them to do that. And I appreciate everybody who listened to my mixtapes. Appreciate that. It means a lot. People send me, posted a comment. I get the message. I tell them I appreciate it. You always got to appreciate it. See, that's wrong with you suckers. Y'all drop songs and people telling you they like their songs. Y'all need to just goddamn respond back with love. Like, hey, I appreciate that, man. I really do. You know what I mean? Don't be talking about, oh, yeah, I knew it was going to be high. I knew I'm high. Okay, and? Nah. You in a rap game. You making music. You got fans. You can't respond to them like that. That's why I said these suckers out here don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to respond. They just get one song, get a buzz. But you're still local. You're still local. Remember that. You're still local. So until you travel outside the country. Hell, even if you do a 15-day tour in Virginia, you ain't make it. If you can't do that, you didn't make it. You ain't make it yet. Keep pushing. So all I can say, keep pushing. Oh, yeah, and shout out to my homie, man, Gifted Hands. He got a mixtape. Don't quote me on this, but I think it's coming out on the 16th. So go check. Listen out for him. Go check that out when it comes out. I gotta shout my mans out, man. Support. I ain't no hate over here. My team, we don't hate. We don't got time for that. That's what fake people do. That's what lame people do. Lousy people. You know, just all effed up in their head. They don't know. They don't know nothing other than just hate. And put people down. Oh, like one of my homeboys, he's an artist too. Shout out to him too. Manny Rosette. He said we crabs in a bucket. Just in case y'all know what he mean by that. Is that when you put crabs in a bucket, they try to climb up. So in the process, they bringing you down. So they want you to be down just like the rest of them. But you know it's also effed up. When you make it, some people just might stop being friends with you. Some people might just stop being cool with you all in once. And it's sad for me to be that way. But when you make it, now, if they ain't supporting you now, and you make it, don't get up in their face. Don't lie and say you was dead since day one. Because people got a habit of doing that. People got a habit of doing that. Sad, ain't it? But it's facts. Oh yeah, I'm coming for you. It's facts. Shouldn't be that way. A lot of things shouldn't be. But it is what it is. Stupid, man. And I'm pretty sure everybody, each city, state, all of them, some might not even show you love. Some show you love, some might not. If you got to go to Florida, New York, Georgia, if you got to go, go. If you get the opportunity, just go. If you get that chance, just go. If you got to go Baltimore, if you got to blow up somewhere else, go ahead. And just come back later. You know what I mean? Because you don't know if you get home. Just come back later. Sad. But yeah, man, this is keeping it 100 radio, man. Oh yeah, and shout out. I want y'all to go download this app called Cheesetown Radio. My homies, the Ike and Tina show. I want y'all to go download that. Support them. I want the world to hear this. They got their own talk radio show. You know what I mean? So like I said, again, ain't no hate over here. You know what I mean? Support. So yeah, go download that. Cheesetown Radio. Download that. Hit them up. You know? I'm pretty sure they got some content information, so just hit them up. You know what I mean? Check them out. Listen to what they got to say. Just listen to what they got to say. But, yeah, I told you I got a whole lot to say, man. A whole lot to say. But it's pretty good. It's going to be more, though. It's going to be more to come. But I want everybody to just be safe, man. This hurricane coming, you know. Just be real safe out there. Because it's serious. It's serious. So just be safe. From the news, I was told that they moved over a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, it's like less damaging. You know what I mean? I don't know. That may have been making sense, but they moved over a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like, instead of saying 100%, probably like 85 or 90, you know what I mean? So, just be careful. Regardless if it move over or not, just be careful. But yeah, this your boy, Young Mills, man. Keeping it 100 radio. Mixtape is coming. I'm working, you know. Gotta keep pushing. I got music for y'all. I can't wait to tell y'all. I ain't got no release date yet. I'm still working, but I can't wait till y'all. But it's about to be done. It's gonna be done. I can't wait. But yeah, like I said, it's more to come. I got more to talk about. It's been a minute. Like I said, I've been working. Pretty sure all y'all been working. Music, acting, whatever. Whatever y'all do, I'm pretty sure y'all been busy. But I'm just glad to be back, you know? So, the music is coming, just to let y'all know. I'm going to keep y'all updated, but yeah, the music is coming. This is the update right here. Virginia Nights. That's the name of the mixtape. It's coming. Virginia Nights. It's coming. Man, y'all holler at me. Keep it 100 radio.